Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. You may be asking, where have you been? I've been on hiatus for the last month or two. Just maybe put out a little episode here and there. Apologize. It's just been crazy going into this year. And I'll probably devote another podcast episode about things that I've been doing, getting involved in startups, established company, lots of consulting, trying to grow my practice, hiring and having changes in our staff. So that's really taking precedent. I thank you for checking back in just to see what we're doing. Just to start this off at the time of the new year, I thought it'd be great to discuss what are your goals? What do I see as like the trends that are coming up in 2025? I did a similar podcast of this a few years ago, so I thought it'd be great to look at that again. And just come up with some new topics because things are always changing. And it's changed even from the last couple of years. Without further ado, let's talk about ways that you can start taking control of your career, building successful businesses, and live life on your own terms. And what I see is, as an entrepreneur, you should always be aware of these trends, not necessarily just to follow what is the common goal, as most people do, but what are some ways that we can be evolving ourselves, changing our careers. If you're feeling the squeeze from traditional healthcare systems, I think by evaluating and looking at trends, this will help you explore your entrepreneur journeys. So grab your coffee, get your favorite notepad. Let's get into it. So let's face it, healthcare is evolving and it's evolving fast. As physicians, we're not the so-called providers anymore. We're innovators, we're problem solvers. And yes, we're entrepreneurs. And so the trends that we're going to be diving into today aren't just about staying afloat. They're about thriving and leading into a rapidly changing industry. So there are shifts that are going on all this time, and it's really important as entrepreneurial physicians, we need to be on top of it. So let's jump in. Trend number one, AI in healthcare. We know all about artificial intelligence. We've talked about it in the past. It's no longer just a buzzword. It's reshaping healthcare, whether it's streamlining operations, we're enhancing patient care. And AI isn't just for the techies out there. It's accessible to you and I as an individual entrepreneur. I use ChatGPT every single day. I use Claude AI that helps me with my writing. I use other apps like Gamma.app to help me with presentations. And these tools, we can use them for patient care. Is it going to replace physicians? I don't know. But I know that as a physician, it's better to be a physician who understands artificial intelligence than one is being replaced by one. So we use tools to automate our scheduling. You can automate it for billing, patient communication. You can leverage AI in clinical settings like diagnostics or creating personalized care plans. So imagine launching a startup just focusing on AI-driven care optimization. That's where I really think the future is heading towards. So what really excites me, I think, is AI tools for patient engagement. Imagine having virtual assistants that help your patients stick to their treatment plan and using AI-enhanced virtual assistants to sending reminders, tracking progress, giving them the nudge what they need the most. I think that's not only just innovation, that is impact. Are you using AI in your daily lives? Love to hear about in the comments and how you're using it. Trend number two, value-based care. I'm sure you've heard this term bandied about. It's the way that things are being changed in medicine. Days of fee-for-service is pretty much fading, almost gone. The focus now is shifting on patient outcomes. So this is a huge opportunity for you to create innovative patient-centered practices. So how do you do that? So look at your own metrics for your own specialty. Maybe you're working in diabetic care, right? You're focusing on programs that can help hemoglobin A1C levels. You're not just helping patients, you're positioning yourself as a leader in delivering measurable results. And even as a cash-based practice, we're looking at different metrics how we can start improving our things. I'm involved in weight loss. We're looking like how many pounds are our average patients losing? What can we do to improve on these? These are things that you need to start thinking about, and forward-thinking physicians will always be at the forefront for this. What are some other ways that you could be using value-based care? We're looking at collaboration. My thing is not just competition, but collaboration. So try to work with gyms, personal trainers, nutritionists, local businesses that don't necessarily compete with us, but can complement what we do. You can offer wellness programs to local businesses. You're not just improving outcomes, you're building a network that can amplify your impact. Segment 3, navigating Medicare reimbursement declines. So let's address the elephant in the room, especially in line with what's going on. Just had a re-election. We've had a new administration. Medicare reimbursements and Medicaid reimbursements have been on the chopping block, and we continue to see declines in what we're able to get back. They just weren't what they aren't used to be. If you're relying solely on an insurance-based income, I think it's time to rethink your approach. Diversification is the key. Me, I've been spousing cash-based services for forever. And I know some of you aren't ready to tackle that just yet. Why not consider like a hybrid program? Start a cash-based service in line with your insurance-based medicine. I've been consulting with doctors who are doing all the time, doctors who are in big, giant practices, many physicians on there. But I'm working with a doctor right now who is slowly integrating cash-based services, and it's making a difference, and it's giving him a voice. We focus on entrepreneurs, but even as an employee, you can administer change into your practice, because what that has done is it's taken this particular physician who is, you know, freshly out of residency, and they're now approaching him about, hey, you're the forward-thinking physician on here. He's introducing cash-based services into the practice. He's going to get more value. He's going to get raises. He's going to get more attention. He's going to get more influence in his practice. He says he deals with doctors who are like 1 to 5 years of retirement on rather, if not even less. They're looking to these things. Having someone like this, having some significant influence, can change the way that your practice is. And control tends to lean more in terms of satisfaction in your career. So what does that look like when we talk about diversification? So you could be offering premium wellness programs. You can be offering advanced diagnostic procedures, diagnostic services that patients would be happy to pay for out of pocket. I think in terms of like cardiovascular risk assessments or genetic testing, these are services that can add value and differentiate your practice. So it's all about shifting your mindset. Instead of being at the mercy at the declining in reimbursement, nobody wants us to hear us whine and complain unless you're actually doing something about it. I can go on a lot of the doctor forums and see a lot of whining and complaining, but what are you actually doing to take control, right? I'm a big believer in you can only focus on what you can control. Everything that you can't control, you don't need to worry about it because you can't make a big change anyway. So start focusing in your mindset to take control by offering services that give patients genuine value and they're willing to invest in. Trend number 4, digital health innovations. Digital health is exploding and it's not slowing down. That means opportunity. Think of yourselves as, what are you doing to improve your own health? Are there any gadgets that you've done? I know things such as wearable devices, using Fitbits, using Apple Watches are changing the way that we're evaluating ourselves. I can check my pulse rate. I can check how is my sleeping habits on there. Technology is creating ways to provide care that's more convenient, efficient, and impactful. Think about your own practice. Are there things that you can change in your own practice that could be solved with technology? You've likely encountered challenges like this. A digital health tool that can be created that you could solve. Maybe I'm seeing a lot of changes in the space in terms of chronic disease management or patient education. Why not turn that into an idea for you to create your own startup? You don't have to do it alone. That's the other thing too, is a lot of people says, I need to do this alone. I need to figure out the tech on my own. I need to get an MBA. You don't need all of that. You just need to start with an idea. And then you can partner with developers and platforms to bring your ideas to life. When I was involved in my software company, I was not a technical person whatsoever. What I did is I partnered with someone who was very technical focused, and he had skills such as working with developers. He himself did not know how to code, or maybe rudimentary, he knew some coding. He knew how to communicate with developers and getting his idea that was just an idea in his head into practical applications. So partner with them, with these developers, partner with them with these platforms to bring your idea to life. So I mentioned wearable technology. I think it's huge, continue to be. Some things that others might find woo, like Oura Rings and things like that, they're very popular. It's because patients, the general public, are demanding for these kind of things. So anything that can track your sleep, your stress levels, vital cells could be integral to your care model. Imagine having a practice saying, we cater to people who use Apple Watches. We can provide Apple Care for many. Imagine the growth and possibilities that your practice can have when patients actively engage with their health data in real time. It really is a win situation. Trend number 5, personalized medicine. So this idea is a one size fits all, I think, is out. Personalized medicine is in. It's because patients are demanding for this. Patients want treatments tailored to their unique genetic and lifestyle factors. As a physician entrepreneur, I think you're in a prime spot to deliver on this expectation. So how do you start? You can integrate genetic testings into your offerings. Patients gain insight into their health risks, and you gain a loyal customer base. You can consider the technology such as pharmacogenomics, helping patients find medications that work best with their body, with their biology. You could take it further by combining these insights into lifestyle recommendations. Imagine offering a tailored diet and exercise plan based on your genetic predispositions. There was a book that came out, What Type of Diet Should I Be? Was based on their types. That book came out years ago. Why can't it be used in some fashion today? It's cutting edge and it's what patients are looking for. I see patients all the time in MR practice. They're talking about counting their macros in there. Start thinking about how you can engage on the things that they're already being involved in and start implementing it into your medical practice. Trend number 6, healthcare consumerism. Patients are no longer just passive vessels for care. They're consumers. They expect convenience. They expect transparency. They expect value. This shifts in reshaping how we approach healthcare delivery. So we're working on our own practice. It's like we started offering text-based because the patients were demanding on it. To text to schedule appointments, to deliver online scheduling, transparent pricing, subscription models. Picture this, a membership plan where a patient gets unlimited telehealth visits and routine checkups for a flat fee. I've seen it, and it's pretty simple and predictable, and it's appealing to people. Sure, there's costs involved, and you need to know your numbers, you need to know your profit and loss, but think about what you want. That's where I tell doctors who are starting up their own practice, what kind of practice would you want to be as a patient? You would want these things. I don't necessarily want to get on the phone every time I need to schedule an appointment. I'd love to be able to go on a website, go on an app, and just schedule it on my own time. Having a physician being involved in telemedicine applications, both sync and async. If you don't know what those are, we've talked about it in technology. That's real-time seeing them in front of a video screen or texting or communicating with them through their own time, and through their own convenience for both the physician and the patient. Think about meeting patients where they are, literally. They're at home. They're at their workplace. This could differentiate your practice and create loyalty. Convenience is king. I think telemedicine is not only just an option, I think it's a necessity for us to compete in this day and age as practice owners and having successful medical practices. Another trend, trend number 7 is clinical research. This isn't just for academics. Physicians like you can turn your practice into a hub for innovation. So whether it's leading clinical trials or testing new interventions, research opens doors to additional revenue and influence. So you can start small. You can partner with pharmaceutical companies or CROs to conduct studies in your area of practice. Even piloting like supplements or wellness interventions can build credibility and attract attention to your practice. So this isn't just about income. It's also positioning yourself as a leader, an influencer, and advancing healthcare. So that's the kind of impact that lasts. So the first trend was artificial intelligence in healthcare. Number 2, value-based care. Number 3, navigating the Medicare reimbursement declines. Trend number 4, digital health innovations. Trend number 5 is personalized medicine. Number 6, healthcare consumerism. And 7 is clinical research and using it as a revenue stream. So a lot of information. Hopefully I said something that maybe spurred you on or maybe captured an idea in your head. But how do you start implementing this? How do you take all this info and then make it actionable? Start by, if you have a practice or you're an employee in a practice, evaluate your own medical practice. Whether you're a standalone practice owner, you work in a big company, maybe you're doing complete 100% telemedicine. Start by evaluating your own practice. Which of these trends align with your passion, with your expertise? Research your market. That's the first step that I always go to, is know your avatar, know your customer avatar, know your patient avatar. What do your patients need? How can you meet them in a need that no one else is providing? Maybe just start out with a simple plan. You could start small, test, refine as you go, and surround yourself with the right people, mentors, collaborators. Here at Bootstrap MD, we're trying to build a community. You don't have to do it alone. Remember, execution is everything. Even the best ideas that need consistent effort and adjustment. Take that first step. You'll be way ahead of the game. So I hope you, it's good to get back into the old podcast again. We're trying to do this back on a regular basis. I do want to let you know, as we're talking about trends and we're talking about 2025, that we'll be having a paid masterclass. That being said, it's for physicians who want to get their goals in order and they really want to achieve those goals. So we're going to be going through it. It's a workshop, a masterclass, 2025 masterclass. If you want more information, just go to bootstrapmd.com. You'll see it at the top. You can go ahead and register. I know seats are going quick. I'd love for you to join it. I'd love for I could personally help you with setting up your goals and making you achieve those goals that you've been dying to get done this year. So again, find out more information at bootstrapmd.com. By the way, if you notice, we have a new revamped website. Super excited. Took me out of the stone age of website development. I was doing website on my own. Finally worked with a professional team, and I'm really excited about that. So take a look at that. Also, all our previous episodes that you missed, 270 plus episodes, are there. You want to take advantage. If you want more information, we're just trying to build this consortium of information for physician entrepreneurs, and please check it out. So we cover trends that are reshaping the future for physician entrepreneurs, from AI to clinical research. These aren't just trends. These are opportunities to lead, innovate, and make a difference. That being said, again, thank you for joining me. If you found value in today's episode, please make sure you subscribe, leave us a review, share it with your colleagues. And for more resources and support on your entrepreneurial journey, please visit bootstrapmd.com. Until next time, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have ups and downs in your physician life and career. Remember, do something a little each day to keep you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.